Hello, everybody. George here. I'm just about to head outside and get some sounds of our new snow thrower. We got some snow today. We've had some help with the other snow that's come throughout, but today we're going to tackle it with the snow thrower. So I'm going to pause this and I'll resume when I'm outside. Well, I'm back inside, actually. I've been outside to discover some bad news. In the manual for the Snojo snow thrower, they cautioned us against using just any old cord on there. Obviously, you got to have one that'll take the current. Otherwise, you end up wrecking the... Well, it says you can burn the motor out of there, basically. Now, we had an old extension cord we made do for the first day, but figured it was a good idea because the machine did seem to be bogging a bit. And so we hunted to try to find a cord, because what happens is that a lot of the heavier duty cords you get are a three-prong fit. Unfortunately, the end... It's a weird setup on the snow thrower, because what they have is on coming out of the handle part is a short length of cord, maybe a foot long, probably just shy of, but at the end of that looks like a male plug. It is, but they've attached a round socket to it. So your cord, and that plug, I might add, is a two-prong. So your cord has to fit sort of into the socket. Well, between not finding heavy enough gauge of wire and the wrong ends, we've had some real concerns with that, which is why we've not used it up until now. Long story short, we did finally come up with a cord we thought would work. Oh, another problem, too, is that a lot of cords you buy nowadays have three ends on, like it's a single end that plugs into your wall, but at the other end is a three-way plug where you can plug three items into. That's not going to work into that socket. So we hunted and hunted and hunted and finally came up with a cord we thought would work. Well, almost, because there's a little sort of nub on there. It's a three-prong cord, which would just barely fit on its own, except that it's got this little nub on it. I'm not sure why. And it's just enough to make it so it doesn't fit in the socket of the snow thrower, thereby making machine unusable. We did not discover this till got it all outside and set up and the cord run to it. And there were a bunch of tags on the cord, which I probably shouldn't have, but I cut them off. Just because I thought they'd get all ruined if they got into the snow and then wet and everything else. This was intended to be outdoors. And so now I don't know if I'll be able to take it back. And it was expensive. $70 and change. Oh well, sorry, I don't like to do rant booze, but this is frustrating. Oh, boy. Well, onward then with the search for a cord. I suppose we could have just used the other one, but once you get it all set up like that, Michelle's just done it with the regular shovel. Rather than run in and fiddle with a cord and wind that one up. I've wound it up somewhat and put it inside, but it really gets stiff when it's cold. Anyway, I will end this now. And in case any of you out there having problems with that, I'd recommend doing what we're going to do, which is take a picture of the socket on the snow thrower and then show that to whoever is going to be selling you a cord. Just between, well, it's not really just between because it's public, but I have to say that I'm tempted to just cut that little nub off because all it is plastic. It's nothing to do with the wiring, and I'm not really sure why it's there in the first place. I may find out later when I have the box read to me, but we'll let you know what comes out of this. Anyway, take care, bye for now, and thanks for listening.